Randall Lee Richards, and you're listening to Lee Williams and my hit single, A Paradise Life.
Raising both the kids and through the sleepless nights, you stood all the tests and it all came out right. When I lost my job, yeah, I couldn't believe you just took it in stride and how you stood by me. From the beginning, I promised you the world, and you've been through so much strife. And I know you surely deserve to have a paradise life. We've looked everywhere to find it, but we've had it all the time. We made it with just you and me, it's a paradise life. Never saw the northern lights. We had our share of sorrows. Yeah, we had a few fights. There's a lot of things we had and a lot of things we lacked. But through it all, you never looked back. From the beginning, I promised you the world, and you've been through so strive. And I know you surely deserve to have a paradise life. We've looked everywhere to find it, but we've had it all the time. We made it with just you and me, it's a paradise life. It's more than what you see, it's more than what you have. Comes down to you and me, and we've always had our backs. When you count up what's gone wrong and everything that's right, it's just the love that we have that makes a perfect life. From the beginning, I promised you the world, and you've been through so much strife. And I know you surely deserve to have a paradise life. We looked everywhere to find it, but we've had it all the time. We made it with just you and me, it's a paradise life. A paradise life. A paradise life.
Welcome to the program. We have Randall Lee Richards. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
It's so good to talk to you. We kicked off the program with A Paradise Life, which is your current single, and only came out this week, and it's hoping for good things because it is over there.
Yeah, we're really much, pretty much kicking butt all over the world right now. I mean, in Australia, it's doing so well. It's being played on all of the network stations, on even the in-store, the restaurants, nightclubs, everything that you can play a tune on, it's being played. And so they've demanded another single from me soon. So we're actually going to release a second single there, and probably early September, only in Australia, because they're just demanding it. So that's fun. That's cool.
Well, that's great. I mean, you've come out of a box, and I mean, you're originally from Birmingham, Alabama, is correct?
Right. Sister city to Birmingham, England.
Yeah. So, but where are you living at? Because you're upstate New York. Well, is that where you are?
Well, no. I live actually in Daytona Beach Shores now. It's just a small community on the east coast of Florida.
Okay, I know that very well.
And so we love it here because we're traveling almost all the time, and I'm spending a great deal of time in Nashville, of course, working on the new album, which we've got 14 songs for the album. We have 8 of them finished now. Next weekend, I'll have 2 more. We're looking for a November release worldwide on the album. And we've got one of the songs is a duet that I wrote that is a really, really beautiful song. There's a major, you know, country female singer that we believe is going to do the duet with me. That'll make it even more fun.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It is. A lot of exciting things going on. It's really happening so much faster than I thought it was going to.
Because because your background is marketing as well, and I tell by the, because you've added me to your team list, and I'm seeing the various things that are happening for you, and I think, well, he knows what he's doing, this guy.
Well, I hope so. I don't know. I mean, I try to do what I know, and I try to do what other people tell me I should, that I trust. So, we're doing a lot of things, in social media, and we're getting picked up. Just today, I saw where iHeartRadio, which I don't know if that's in England at all, is it?
No, but we're aware of it.
Not in the UK? Okay. Yeah, but here it's huge, and they just created a Randall Lee Richards station on iHeartRadio today. It was debuted and streaming out A Paradise Life and looking for more music for me. So that was really cool.
Cool. So you do have some other music as well besides Paradise Life ready now, do you?
I do. I've got the next single in Australia and possibly in the rest of the world after we peak with Paradise Life, because Paradise Life is taking a life of its own, and it looks like it's going to be a number one smash all over the world. But so we want to let it do what it's going to do. But the next single is called I Can't Remember to Forget, which is what everyone on our whole team has chosen, and it's another really up-tempo, really cool contemporary country song, and so we'll hope the best for that as well.
Okay, cool. Well, I started, we've been running some stuff on the station this week, but my show went out today, and already we're getting emails in about your song already.
Awesome.
So I'm very...
I love you all. Thank you. I do love the Brits, and I can't wait to get over there again. I've been there many times. Got some great friends there.
Okay,
and cool. I look so much forward to being there and hopefully doing some touring maybe next year.
So how did you get into music?
Well, that's kind of a crazy story, because I can't remember a time when I didn't want to be a musician or a singer or a songwriter. I do remember when I was, I think, 5 years old, and I was watching TV in my parents' living room, and some singer came on. I can't even remember who it was now, but, I remember that, they had a big audience, and the audience was just reacting to him singing, and he just looked so cool to me as a 5-year-old, and I said, that's what I want to do with my life. So that was the start of it, and by the time I was 12, I was already writing songs, so, some of which were actually picked up and played, in a lot of places around the world. So it's been my whole life.
That's great. That's great. So Nashville, so what drew you to Nashville?
Well, of course, growing up in Birmingham, that was the first place and the closest place I could get to. At 12 years old, and I couldn't drive, I had my older brother, who was 16, drive me. And then we walked up and down Music Row until I got signed,
it's slightly different these days.
Knocked on doors, and they were like, what is this 12-year-old kid, doing? And it was kind of a freaky thing. I guess they took pity on me or something. I don't know. But they, they did like my music, and it just kind of went from there. you know, after that, of course, I did come to London a number of times to record with, you know, a bunch of people, and then also in Los Angeles and New York and, you know, kind of all over. But the Nashville, you know, we talked a bit about this before we got on the air, and you know, to me, contemporary country music is what, you know, I just think where everything is going. As I talk to people in radio, they're saying that so much of the audience in pop is moving towards contemporary country, and people in top 40 moving towards contemporary country. The country formats are changing so that they're growing an audience across the board, and for whatever reason, you know, my music is like right in the pocket of what they're wanting right now. So
I see here that you've done quite a few of those big clubs, especially back out in LA, the Roxy and the Troubadour and places like that.
Yeah, and I've opened up for some other acts and done some bigger, you know, concert arenas and stuff, and looking forward to doing a lot more of it. I hope, you know, my one of my idols is Keith Urban, of course, and everybody compares my music, not my sound or voice necessarily, but just the contemporary country to Keith, and I think we make a great pairing, and we'll just see, you know, what happens in the future. But we have mutual friends, and who knows, you know, anything can happen. But that's who I'd love to tour with if I could.
I see in your press release here in your bio that you were mentored by some of the world's finest pop acts like Neil Diamond and Elton John. Tell me a bit about that. That's exciting.
Well, yeah. It is, because, you know, well, Elton actually, you know, was a very good friend of a close friend of mine, and he really liked my music a lot and helped me to kind of fine-tune some things in terms of production values and whatnot, and so I'm thankful to him for that. I haven't seen him in quite a while, but just an awesome guy. Really an awesome guy, and a tremendous, tremendous talent. And then Neil Diamond, we had when I was living in Los Angeles, his drummer was actually a good friend of mine and introduced us. And so he played some of my music for him, and he was like, you know, this kid's got something. So wanted to meet me, and we did, and we you know, spent some time together and going over different songs and themes. And one of the things that he told me that I'll never forget, and I think it really, I wouldn't be making the music that I'm making now if it wasn't for this. He said, you know, Randall, good songs are written, but great songs are rewritten. So I really took that to heart. So my songs that you hear now, I may have written them in 10 minutes to begin with, but I'll spend hours and hours and hours going over every line, every word, every part of the melody, to make sure that it's not just good, but as perfect as I can possibly make it. This is Randall Lee Richards, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
When we met, it was like a firecracker going off in my heart. I know it was the same for you. Now we don't know where to start. If we hooked up, I know you'd be just like a drug. I couldn't have you just once. I could never get enough. But I know that you got him, and you know that I've got her. Things aren't gonna change. Hell, we know that's true, and there's not a damn thing that we can do. But baby, I want to. Although I think about you all the time, I know that I can never be with you. But baby, I want to. Baby, I want you.
better about it, 'cause I knew it wasn't right. Even though I stay up thinking about it nearly every night. But I know that you got him, and you know that I've got her, and things aren't gonna change. Yeah, we know that's true, and there's not a damn thing, girl, we can do. But baby, I want to. Although I think about you all the time, I know that I can never be with you. But baby, I want to. But baby, I want to. Your hips match to mine. If things could be different, I know you would be mine. You'd be mine. But I know that you got him, and you know that I've got her, and things aren't gonna change. Yeah, we know that's true, and there's not a damn thing, girl, we can do. But baby, I hope. Although I think about you all the time, I know that I can never be with you. But baby, I want to. But baby, I want you. Baby, I want you.
So, are you touring over there?
Not at the moment, because, you know, I'm so busy doing so many things that I didn't think I'd have to do this quickly. Today, this afternoon, we have one of the world-renowned photographers coming to shoot the cover of the album and some publicity photos with me, and her name is Kristi Knowles, and it's actually spelled K-R-I-S-T-I-A. Knowles, K-N-O-W-L-E-S, if people want to look her up. She's a phenomenally beautiful and successful model herself, but she's done hundreds of magazine covers around the world, and she's in such high demand. We didn't have a mutual friend, getting back to friends again, we actually have a very dear mutual friend, and if it wasn't for that, I could never have gotten her to do this. And we had to wait 3 months just for her to have a few hours to come and do the shoot. But we're excited about that, so I'm doing that. And next week I'm in Nashville doing all the vocals for a couple of the newest songs. And I'm polishing up the writing on the last couple of songs. Then we're starting next month. Well, actually this month. I take it back. We're already in August. Shooting... The series of five music videos for the LP in Nashville. So I'm a busy boy.
So you're going to do five videos back to back, basically?
Yes.
What a good idea.
That's
a great idea.
Well, you know, I'm getting the same crew that shoots all of Taylor Swift and many of the major country stars like Keith Urban and different people, you know, their videos. So while I've got them, we're going to try to do as many, knock out as many as we can, because they're very hard to get as well.
Sure,
so
sure.
I think you'll see some really great music videos coming up. Of course, the lyric video that we have on A Paradise Life right now has got over 225,000 views on YouTube. It's pretty cool. I think they did a great job with that. But the actual music videos, I think, are going to be even better.
Great. So, can people see that on your website?
Yeah, they can see it on the website. They can see it on my Facebook, and it's Facebook, and it's at Randall Lee Richards, and we've got a big growing, you know, social media presence now on Facebook, Instagram, on the website. We've got a fan club with over 1,000 members in 40 countries already.
Great.
Which is cool. So,
And what's the website?
It's RandallLeeRichards.com.
There you go.
And YouTube, again, it would be Randall Lee Richards, and it'll come up, and or A Paradise Life will come up. And it's just, you know, people are having fun with that song. I wrote that, you know, it's a love song, but it's a tough love song. You know, it's about, you know, the things that you know, we all go through in life, you know, as couples, and the challenges we face. But in the end, you know, it's really about the basis of love that's important. And I think that's why everybody's relating to it.
Well, Randall, we wish you all the best. I know the record came out this week, and I hear it's already starting to nibble at the bottom of the charts. And hopefully once it's in the charts, then the video will be shown on the TV show that does the charts over here. And we look forward to seeing you coming over here and doing some dates probably now next year. And we look forward to another release later in the year. And maybe we could play that now for the people.
That'd be great if you've got it. It's called I Can't Remember to Forget.
Randall, it's been great. Thank you so much.
Really great. Thank you so much. Hi, everyone. This is Randall Lee Richards, and you're listening to Lee Williams and my new song, I Can't Remember to Forget, and my hit single, A Paradise Life.
I went out early this morning driving into town. You were walking down the street and I saw you turn around. You were with another guy and you were holding hands so naturally. And when you smiled at him, it was that same old smile you used to give to me. I remember the smell of your hair and the sweet touch of your skin. The feel of your body entangled with mine, it was the best I've ever been. There are a lot of things I can recall, but they fill me with regret. 'Cause these are all the things I can't remember. Can't remember. I ran into your best friend in a bar the other night. She asked how I was doing, so I lied and said, all right. Sometimes I still wake up thinking that you're here by my side. But you're out there somewhere having the time of your life. Touch of your skin, the feel of your body entangled with mine, it was the best I've ever been. There are a lot.